Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Money may not be the most comfortable topic for married couples to talk about, but marriage is a partnership, and so our next guest says that you should make sure your finances reflect that. Giles Laney is a certified financial planner with Jeter Rubala Wealth Strategies. She joins us now by phone from her office in Isle of Palm, South Carolina. Giles, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Money and marriage certainly can complicate conversations sometimes. What's the first tip you have for us with this?
Yeah, I think it's very different for every situation and for every couple, but my strongest recommendation is just be transparent. When you're thinking about commingling your finances and all of that, it's really important to make sure that your partner is aware of, you know, all the savings that you have, your investments, your liabilities, and your credit score. So important to think about, you know, not only the income that you're bringing in, but your spending habits. What are your financial priorities? And then making sure that you are just aligning on short-term and long-term goals.
Okay, and so this is prior to marriage, I guess, make sure that everybody knows everything about everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely is really important to start having those conversations well before marriage, but it's certainly when you combine them together, making sure that you're on the same page. A lot of times people don't even realize that their upbringing and experiences really shape how they think and how they spend money. So having those conversations now, sooner than later, can really help you out in your marriage. You know, as many people know, it's no secret that money can cause a majority of divorces to happen within married couples. And so I think it is really important to have, you know, those understandings and those objectives and how you feel about money, those conversations very early on.
Okay, and so then we're married and we're going to now manage our finances together, and I know you have some tips there.
Yeah, so I think the first thing is to figure out how you might manage the income and expenses. And really the main difference that I see across different couples is, will you have separate, joint, or even hybrid accounts? So figuring out that system for how you're going to handle your everyday expenses, those discretionary expenses, and even the major purchases that come, you know, later down the road. So as you figure out that plan for the bills and the goals and all of those things, thinking about what fits for you. You know, many times couples might have similar income, so they want to contribute to those expenses on a very similar playing field, but some might have very differing incomes. You know, perhaps one of the partners wants to step away from work, or one thinks that they might be getting a raise farther down the road. There's something called an income-based percentage split that is based on each partner's income or ability to contribute. You also want to think through, you know, what is the debt that each partner is bringing into the marriage? Very important to kind of flush out and hopefully save for emergency funds, but also making sure that you're paying down debt appropriately. And then as you think through investment accounts, retirement accounts, different partners might have different risk tolerances. So if you do plan to have investments together, talking through what your risk tolerance might look like together, perhaps you keep some investments separate if you have very differing risk tolerances. And then it's always a good time, especially as, you know, you think towards children and other things, to look at increasing or starting life insurance, disability insurance, and property and casualty if you're purchasing a home.
And now what about legal documents that you would recommend involving finances?
Many times people are hearing prenups are becoming increasingly popular. They can be fairly expensive, so I certainly don't think they're the right fit for everyone if you're not bringing assets into the marriage. If you are not going to consider a prenuptial agreement, at the very least, I'd recommend taking a screenshot or saving a record of the accounts that you have that you're bringing into the marriage. That way, if, you know, separation or divorce comes farther down the road, you can have the right resources to look at that and see what you're bringing into the marriage. Also, keep in mind, if you have inheritance, the moment that you commingle those assets into joint accounts, do become eligible during the asset division for a divorce.
Well, Giles, great information. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Giles Laney is a certified financial planner with Jeter Rubala Wealth Strategies. She joined us by phone from her office in Isle of Palm, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.